Hello, everybody. Good afternoon or good morning, I guess, depending on where you're sitting, listening, and watching today from. My name is Mike Gibb. I run AccountsRecovery.net, and I'm thrilled to be bringing you today's webinar on virtual agents, the future of profits in the ARM industry, being brought to you by Revenly. As artificial intelligence becomes more pervasive in the credit collections industry, one of the ways that companies are putting the technology to use is by deploying virtual agents. Virtual collection agents have the power to dramatically alter the industry for the foreseeable future. Today in this webinar, sponsored by Revenly, we have Gordon Beck from Valor Intelligent Processing to share how his agency is using virtual agents and how it is allowing his company to collect more despite having fewer agents. As I mentioned, this webinar is being generously sponsored by Revenly. I did want to point out that this is the fifth in a series of webinars that Revenly has sponsored on digital transformation in the ARM industry. And once again, Joshua Allen has unselfishly asked a speaker from another company to share his insights and perspectives. And I think it takes a special kind of individual to turn down a promotional opportunity in place of helping inform and educate the industry. So I wanted to make sure you were all aware of that and give a special shout out to Joshua Allen and Revenly for sponsoring this webinar in this series. Let me tell you a little bit now about today's speaker. Gordon Beck is the President and Chief Operating Officer of Valor Intelligent Processing, a new organization in the ARM industry specializing in BPO and third-party collections. Gordon has 22 years of experience with expertise in the recovery of wireless, landline, cable, satellite, internet, VoIP, and financial institutions. Gordon is known as a motivator, educator, and great public speaker in the industry, participating in panels, debates, and several individual speeches at industry-related events, as well as contributing articles and content to several call center publications. Gordon was recently named one of the 50 most influential collection professionals in the industry, and his trademark is driving unmatched performance through his treatment of his employees and the incredible culture in his call centers. On September 24, 2018, Gordon became the youngest ever inductee into his high school alumni's Hall of Fame, specifically as a result of his accomplishments in the ARM industry. The format for today's webinar will be a presentation from Gordon. We encourage everybody to ask questions and submit questions, and we'll get to them when Gordon's presentation has concluded. To submit a question, please hit the Q&A button on your Zoom webinar control panel and type your question to submit it electronically. Excuse me. This event is being recorded, and a recording will be made available in the coming days on accountsrecovery.net. With that, Gordon, are you ready to get started?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you so much.
Mike. All yours.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining. And before I get started, for those of you who actually attended Collect Tech, this is going to look very familiar to you. Obviously, this was about technology, and I kind of made it more specific for virtual agents for this presentation. But this presentation is not just about virtual agents and what it can do for your company, how it works, and how we got there. It's about the true meaning of technology, why it's important, and how being courageous enough to take that step and make the decision to advance your organization can not only open doors of opportunity, but it'll actually allow you to kick those doors down with the intent and passion to make the most of what's on the other side. Things can change very fast in this industry. You cannot afford to wait. And in order to tackle tech like virtual agents, you really have to have the mindset to get you there, and that's what I'm going to start with. As we all know, technology, it changes everything. If you look at what we have gone through, and this is just a few examples, but for example, without the HCI technology, how would we have ever combated the laws of the TCPA that grounded our dialing for so many years? Without speech analytics, how could we meet the client's very stringent and the CFPB's quality requirements of our agencies? In this day and age, call blocking, without SMS, chatbots, and other omni-channel type of technologies available to us, we would not be able to work in the fashion that we once did. Technology is all around us in our industry. It's all around you in where you sit, in your offices, from your homes. It's the fabric in your clothing. It's the products you put on your skin. You yourself are technology. Our genes advance, which is what makes athletes stronger, faster, and able to jump higher. There is no advancement without technology. But I want to tell you, the technology in itself, things like virtual agents, this is something that it develops so quickly that you don't want to get left behind. And to put it in perspective, I'd like to go back a little journey in time. Think about back to when you had a home phone on the wall and you're at the dinner table and the phone rings and the kids jump up and say, I'll get it. And they're running to the phone. And that's how we communicated with one another. It wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago where we actually had to look in a book to see if our favorite team was playing that Sunday or to find out what was on TV that evening. Now we speak into our remote controls. You know, everything that we have in our lives that we deal with, whether it's our finances, whether it's our social media, whether it's our contact list of family members, even how we operate and do things in our investments with the stock market. Everything in your entire world can come crashing down when you simply drop your phone. And that is something to put into perspective. How did we even operate our lives 15, 20 years ago before we actually had this type of technology? But how long ago was it really? Think about things like gaming. You know, multiplayer games had to be done in person. Now I walk into a room and my son's on the phone or on the headset, literally talking and playing with a new friend he met in China. It's unbelievable how far we have come in such a short period of time. I mean, 15 years ago, even the thought of someone being able to steal your identity, that would have been foreign to all of us. How is that even possible? Right now, where we're going, if you do not like change, you're going to like irrelevance quite a bit less. Something I saw on Inside Arm, and it really stuck to me. And it's very, very true. Everything that we do now going forward is a result of the decisions that we make today. Being relevant in this industry means looking at technology like virtual agents, having the mindset to truly make a decision whether or not this is something that you're going to do. If you think I'm kidding, look at the difference in just one of literally hundreds that I could give you. Netflix and Blockbuster. Netflix, not so long ago, means sign up for your subscription and, hey, once a week you might get a new snail mail DVD. Blockbuster is where we all ran on Friday nights to make sure that we were the first to hopefully get those new releases. Netflix decided to utilize technology to bring the world of movies and entertainment directly into your home at the touch of a button on command. And now Blockbuster is no longer even around. It's very similar in our business, whether it's omnichannel communications, whether it's virtual agents. If you do not utilize the tech that's available to you, if you do not have the courage to take the steps to do what you've got to do, to say, I'm actually going to do this, no, you could become the Blockbuster. And it's not to put fear in anyone, but technology in our business, with the margins and the things that we face and what we've gone through, absolutely critical for our survival. And I'd like you to think about what we've been through. Without rain, nothing grows. Learn to embrace the storms of business. Well, how many more storms can you throw at us? I mean, if you think of the eras that we have been through, let's go back all the way to where ISO, SAS, PCI, every acronym you want to throw out in the book. We've been through that era where all the money we had to spend just to become compliant, to get that little piece of paper, even to allow our foot in the door. That was a huge fad. It was an era we all had to face. Which one to get? How much was it going to cost? Can you recommend anybody? Then when they came in and they actually looked at your company and the amount of money you had to spend to make your tech do what it needed to do to protect the data. We went through another era. The TCPA, we all know, I just mentioned it. It destroyed us. I mean, I know how many millions of dollars that cost me in my previous life. I know what it cost everybody else. That era was one of the most devastating to us. And we made it through. The era of litigious consumers, predatory attorneys. How, you know, the fact that us as agencies became ATM machines. The audits. The CFPB era, the era of compliance. I mean, that era, again, We have become better as a result of what we have faced, but think about the price that we had to pay to get there. You know, everything that we did cost money. And I always said, whoever makes it through the storm will not only prosper, but will achieve things that they never thought imaginable. But you had to have the stomach and the finances to do it. In my opinion, you know, I think that we've deserved this. I think this industry has earned this. And I believe the tables have turned. I believe it is our time to succeed. I believe that we are going into an era of prosperity for our industry. What else can they do to us? Sure, the rules are coming out. But what we have faced, what we have tackled, and what we have survived has made us the resilient, amazing industry that we are. Now it's time to take steps for ourselves. Now it's time to spend our money to make money rather than spending money to constantly protect it. We have that opportunity with virtual agents, and I'm going to share you the timeline and the story on what I had to do it. I could have done this presentation on simply the tech behind the tech and what it can do and how it can do it. And yes, I will tackle that. So everybody on the webinar that joined today really has a good idea of what capabilities virtual agents have, but it goes beyond that. If you join the webinar today simply because you're interested, simply because you're curious, I think you're wasting your time. If you really, really want a tech that will absolutely be a game changer, then you have to have the right mindset. And when I heard my very first demo, from that moment on, I was shocked. The demo that I heard that was played to me was a customer service call where the consumer had absolutely no clue that they were not talking to another human being. And we have all, you know, from the early days of text-to-speech where you could pick the language and ethnicity of your bot to what I heard that day, I was astonished. And it was only a few years from when that first technology in text-to-speech came out versus these virtual agents. But I knew right then and there, and this was 2 years ago, which is also gone by in just a snap. But I knew when I heard that, and I couldn't believe it, but I knew it was the future of our business. At that point in time, I had a decision to make. Number one, I had to have a vision for how I was going to utilize it. And that's the beauty of this type of technology, is that there is no right way. Your agencies are all unique in their own right. Your companies are all different. They hold their own traits, their own characteristics, their own way of operating, their own mentality, their own budgets. You have to have a vision on what it is you want to accomplish and what is it actually going to do for you. Sure, it's nice to show the client the fancy new car and have them listen to a call where a consumer is talking to your virtual agent, but doesn't realize it's not an actual agent. But that's not why we spend money to implement technology. We do it to make more money and to make our companies better and more efficient. Virtual agents do that in ways you can't imagine. After having the vision, you have to truly believe that it's real. You have to believe it's real. Nobody ever believed that we could implement emotional analytics and genuinely tell what is the mood and the characteristics behind the consumer and the agent's voices, up and beyond what they're saying, but how they're saying it. But we made that happen. You have to believe that virtual agents can and will be a game changer for your business. And so once you have the vision and the belief, at that point in time, you have to make the commitment. And once you have all three, you can manifest this project into something for your company that you will look back on years to come and say, I'm so glad that I actually had the courage to take the step and do this. Virtual agents are, in fact, the future. And it's not just with us. It's in BPO and customer service. It's in all areas of business. Some of the biggest companies out there right now that are already using virtual agents on a regular basis are saving millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. So I'd like to say, you know, let's get into the meat and potatoes behind virtual agents and why they're important. Number one, think about how much time your agents actually spend on non-profitless, non-generating revenue calls. How many times throughout the day? Well, in my studies, 28 to 30% of my agents' time were spent handling bankruptcy, fraud, deceased, dispute, and more so than any of them, because I skip trace a lot, bad numbers, wrong numbers. We hire agents to collect money. And in that collection, they have to be able to talk to consumers that are talking money. And all of these calls that our clients require us to handle, no longer are we hired just as professional debt collectors. We're professional credit reporters, fraud handlers, bankruptcy processors. I mean, everything that we do in our business, we are agreeing in our contracts to our clients to uphold their reputation, their contracts, but we're handling so much more. How much FTE, payroll, our number one expense. That is the number one thing that we've never been able to avoid. The second for many people is letters or other technology, other ways of omni-channel communications. But payroll is our number one. And keeping payroll under 51% will almost guarantee a decent margin for your company. But with all of the requirements, all of the things that our agents have to know, it's not just a script anymore. Let's get on the phone. Let's rub the numbers off the phone. Let's call as many people as we possibly can. You know, they have to genuinely know every in and out of that client's terms and conditions. They have to know every law in every state, every federal law. They have to know the disclosures based on the age of the debtor type. And as a result of that, mistakes can be made. And when they are spending time on those types of accounts, ironically enough, those are the same types of accounts that get us all sued. So if 30% of your day is now spent taking these agents and making dials or receiving calls on money generating accounts, and this technology is actually assisting on the other 30% and doing so for a fraction of the price, how could this not be a game changer? Many people are deterred by what they either assume or what they've heard in regards to the cost behind virtual agents. And listen, if it was cheap or if it was easy, everybody would do it. It just like anything, it's a leap of faith. It's knowing and understanding that the basic foundation of the technology will work for you, and then making that commitment that I'm going to budget for this. Because to me, it's not whether you can afford it, it's whether you can afford not to. And the actual cost is actually what should be your motivator to do it, because the cost in the long run versus the time being spent to do it now, you're spending so much more in your current state and you don't even realize it. Now imagine a consumer calling in and they speak to Eva, the name of your virtual assistant, whatever you may name him or her, and they have a very pleasant conversation with what they believe to be a human being. And maybe they don't. Maybe they actually think that I might be just talking to a robot. The great thing about virtual agents is that everything that comes out of that virtual agent's mouth comes out of your brain. You script every ounce of what is said. And why is that important? I'll get to that in just a minute. But the reason that I say this is that you can give it a personality. It doesn't have to be so bland. Prime example. Hello, Valor Intelligent Processing. How may I help you? Well, the consumer might say immediately, they might understand that it's a bot and say, speak to a human. But what if that bot actually said, I know you and understand you might want to speak to a live representative, but I'm smarter than you think I am. If you give me the opportunity, I can prove it to you. You can program it. How many people would be interested to continue on with that agent after you triggered it to say something that they would never expect from a bot? And then what if that person actually says, you know what? I am going to talk to you. I am going to see how smart you are. And it tells your virtual agent the problem that they're having, that somebody has committed fraud against them, against their bank account, and they have an account that's been placed in the office that was not theirs. And what if that virtual agent not only completely had a conversation to explain, but also was able to send a text message providing a link to the fraud affidavit or a website, and then not only handled that call from cradle to grave, but notated the account, sent the account to the proper queue within your system of record, and literally a fraud account that takes so much precise handling by our agents today and do not result in a penny of revenue. And now you handled it for literally 1/20th of the cost of an agent. That is the future. That is the future of our business. And a lot of people that I've talked to, and this is something that, you know, it, again, the beauty of it is that it's not what I do. It's not what you do. It's not what the person down the street does. Everybody has their own reasons for wanting a virtual agent. Many, many, many people think I can replace the human being by using this technology. And I respectfully disagree. I do think it can help. I do think it can reduce. But I never wanted to go into working with virtual agents with the mentality that I want to replace the foundation of my company, which is my people. As long as this industry is around, people are always and always will be the fabric of our cultures and foundation of what we do. There are only so many things from a technological standpoint that you can make a virtual agent say up and beyond what we script and be able to say it on the drop of the dime as a reactionary to what the consumer is saying on the other end of the line. Yes. We spent over a year and a half actually scripting every possible scenario, listening to thousands and thousands and thousands of calls to input in, if this is said, this is what I want you to say as a virtual agent. But people are still important. And as a result of taking away that 30% of their time that they're handling the bankruptcy, the fraud, the deceased, and the dispute, that's 30% more time now that they're actually on the phone collecting money. What that tells me, based on the numbers game, is that's potentially 30% more revenue. But then there's the other side of it. Not only have you had all these non-revenue generating calls handled from cradle to grave, from all the way when they speak to the consumer to when the client gets notification of the fraud and the affidavit is submitted, never touched by a human being. And that's one of multitudes of examples of things that this can handle. But now we are collecting more money, but all of these calls that provided risk to us, all these calls that provided worry to us, they're no more, because you are programming this to say exactly what you want it to say. And the amazing technology is saying it reactionary to what it's hearing. And it's saying it like a human being, but it is not even possible for it to break the law, unless your scripting is wrong or unless you tell it to say something that you shouldn't. Now, there is a step further to virtual agents. Some companies have scripted virtual agents that can only say the script. And then, of course, in times of trouble where it doesn't understand or it can't get past it, it would immediately transfer it to agent, no harm, no foul. However, there are also companies that have actual live humans in a call center like we are all in now, that is getting alerted when it doesn't know what to say, popping up that call on the screen and then directing it what to say, or then of course transferring it. But with every single opportunity that the virtual agent doesn't know what to say, now that is, you know, something you can go through daily, monthly, or weekly. But as you keep logs of this and you now tell the system it didn't understand this, so this is what you have to say now as a result of not understanding that. And from that moment forward, it will never not understand that statement again. So as time goes on, eventually you will have virtual agents that can have complete and total conversations with consumers, unabated, unassisted, and it just takes time. Time takes time and patience with that. The start is great, but it gets better by the day. And that's the beauty of having this type of technology. So going forward and, getting back into the compliance factor of it, when we say things wrong, when bankruptcies are handled wrong, when agents don't go the extra mile, you know, to do what's right and remove that number when that person's been called and they don't want to be called, or we have the wrong party. You know, all of that goes away. Every bit of that goes away. Making your virtual agent the front line of your company, you know, even if it was just a virtual attendant to skill call route every inbound call based on balanced demographic client or whatever. I mean, they could do that. There's so many things that it can do that it's amazing. Now, my thought process, not to rewind a little bit, but going back to the human element, sure, we can train this thing to take every single inbound call, to accept any payment imaginable, as it does now. I mean, we could train it to do anything and everything that our agents do, other than maybe overcoming disputes, which that happens over time based on the scenario. But yeah, certainly there'll be some people that want to utilize that to replace the collector. I'm not one of those people. I don't want to save money by hiring less people. And here's my mindset. If 30% of their day is no longer handling non-revenue generating accounts, then why would I not want to hire more people that can have 100% of their day doing nothing but collecting dollars? I look at it as an opportunity to grow my business. And others may look at it as an opportunity to slim down the payroll and become more efficient. Again, it's these small decisions that you make that lead to these huge results. And that is why, you know, when I look at things like $18.5 billion that our industry brought in 2018, how much more could that have been if we were more efficient? How much more could that have been if we were not spending our money to fighting frivolous lawsuits because our agents handled a fraud account or a dispute wrong? You know, if that's what we were bringing in 2018, then it's probably going to be over $20 billion this year. But why can't it be $25 billion? You know, our industry is an amazing, resilient industry where technology reigns supreme now. But people will always be the foundation. And making these small decisions for your company with things like virtual agents, I believe, are going to separate the average from the good and the good from the great. And I am not afraid to say at all that I did an awesome collaboration with another company that many of you may know, ERC, locally here in Jacksonville. And every Thursday for an entire year, my team and their team that was set up to handle virtual agents and this project, we switched and we went to each other's offices. Every other Thursday we switched and we sat down and we game planned and we scripted this thing and we really collaborated because we had the desire to make this thing amazing. But what we learned throughout the process, and no disrespect to them and none back to me, we saw things from an entirely different light on how we would use it. It did not prevent us from doing the scripting because scenarios don't change. Ideas and ways of how we execute it do. And one thing that I learned that was a big lesson is that you have to find your own way. You can't let your food get cold worried about what's on somebody else's plate. You will have tons of people in the upcoming 12 months, 18 months that are, and I know this for a fact, that there are countless agencies right now in the process of actually doing the implementation with this tech. So I already know that. And, you know, for those of you who have maybe not taken that leap or not made that first phone call, now is the time to do it. But as you go through the process, it's so critical that you know what you want, you know what you can spend, you know what you want to save, and you know where your pain points are in compliance and non-revenue generating time on the phone. So my point is that finding your own way is a very critical part of the process as it comes to this tech. And then there's even more. I can tell you many stories along the way. And I can tell you that, you know, because of the finances behind it and because of the amount of work, and I just told myself, you know, if we do what we always did, we're going to get what we always got. And that means if we sit on our hands, we're going to be looking back in time 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and we're going to be hating ourselves for not taking that leap with this technology. And not just with virtual agents. This is where the presentation will morph into every type of technology, whether it's text messaging, whether it's technology in play to ensure that your local caller ID packages are being refreshed and updated consistently to avoid the current problems with call blocking? There are so many things that we have in play and that we're utilizing right now and that we want to utilize. Finding the right, because let's face it, it's not a secret. There are a few agencies out there that have deep enough pockets to get every amount of tech that they ever want to get. And that's awesome. But in the real world, you know, a lot of us have to pick and choose what it is that's critical to our business. And as a small, brand new company, coming from building an enormous company, my mindset is completely different now. I want to grow and I want to do things that are going to help my company grow. And I know that if I stay stuck in the past, right now is the past. Yesterday was the past. I mean, the past is the past, but the past goes fast. And as that smoke settles, not making decisions and not having the courage to do that, not having the courage to spend money and believe in what you're doing, it can really hurt us. And I've got a lot of examples of that. I mean, I have a picture up on this screen right now of the Hubble telescope. And I can always get off on tangents, but hopefully y'all will enjoy this one. The Hubble telescope was a project that took 12 years and $7 billion. Countless of resources from NASA to put together a telescope that was going to give us a glimpse into the beginning of our universe. And when this telescope was launched, many of you might remember that it was the laughing stock in every newspaper in the entire world because the images coming back from the telescope were blurred. And all that money, how could they make a mistake like that? Well, how are you going to bring that big old thing the size of a city bus back down through our atmosphere without it completely being destroyed to fix the problem, which was just a tiny, minuscule imperfection in the mirror within the telescope? And NASA could have easily said, hey, it's a loss. We took the loss. We're going on to the next. We'll build another one. But they didn't do that. They spent 3 years, as a matter of fact, and sent up 5 astronauts. And they actually put spectacles on this awesome telescope, eyeglasses, if you will. And what came back as a result was absolutely incredible. I'm sure we all see this in our passing day and maybe never really think about it, but if you take a look on YouTube and you type in Hubble discoveries, it's incredible what the Hubble telescope has actually accomplished. And you all might want to know, how has this got to do anything with virtual agents? Well, it doesn't, but it does in this fact. Technology's harder than hell. It's painstaking. It is absolutely will tear at your will because not all of us have a computer for a brain, and we don't always understand everything that goes into it, so it's sometimes easy to give up. What's on my screen right now might just look like a bunch of specks and dots to many of you. It might look like a bunch of stars or whatever. But had the scientists at NASA not given up, had they decided to throw in the towel and not do what it took to fix that technology when they win, if they would have not looked at that obstacle as a roadblock instead of a stepping stone, then this picture you see would have never come to life. And what you see in this picture is the most significant picture ever taken in the history of humanity. Every speck you see, every dot, every beam of light, every smudge on this screen is a galaxy the size of the Milky Way or bigger, with billions and billions and billions of stars, billions and billions of planets, and most likely tons and tons and tons of life. And this picture is a picture 13 billion years in the past. And if you can just grasp that for a second, the light from each smudge on this, from every galaxy that you see, it took 13 billion years for that light to travel and to hit that mirror on the Hubble telescope. And so this picture actually is a glimpse into the beginning of all creation. And to think how small we are, and to think about how insignificant our time is on this universe. If it doesn't motivate you to make decisions right now that could impact your business and grow it tenfold, if it doesn't motivate you to spend a little bit more money now to get so much more money back down the road, then I feel that we're not upholding our responsibility to our companies and to the people behind us, for our legacy, that we brought the most significant technology that our industry has ever seen to the table. We perfected it, and we made it worth so much money and so much success in protecting our clients, in protecting ourselves, into putting money in the bank, to becoming more efficient, to properly handle the consumers and the things that the consumers want to do without necessarily having to talk to a live human being. I believe we have a responsibility to technology. Maybe not virtual agents. Maybe one of the other technologies that we brought up. But the reason virtual agents are so important, and I believe that it's such a big deal, is simply because of what you heard today and what it actually can do. And I challenge any of you, if you have not actually heard a demo of a virtual agent from an AI company, and I don't like to use the word AI, I like to use the word machine learning a little bit. I believe AI, artificial intelligence, I believe until robots are fighting us in the streets, it's not artificial intelligence, but let's call it machine learning. When you hear it, it is mind-blowing that you are actually talking to what you believe to be a human being that can't mess up and can keep your people on the phone working those accounts that they should be working and the ones that are talking money. I believe this is an opportunity for us to make our mark. I believe this is an opportunity for our industry to stay ahead of the curve, not just with other people in our industry, but with every type of organization out there, big and small. Believe it or not, I keep talking about the investment into artificial intelligence and into machine learning and into, of course, these virtual agents, but it's not that expensive anyway. The implementation is a one-time punch in the face. But after that, it's all downhill. And you're making that money back in a matter of months, not years. Months. But if we're going to do it, we should do it right. We should do it together. We should collaborate. We should utilize the work that has already been done by the people that have blazed the trail and made the decision 2 years ago to go down the path. And that is available to you. That's the beauty of it. You don't anymore have to go and script everything that you want to do. It's 90% of it's done. Now, when you put your own unique personality, your own unique touch, your own unique way of doing things into the tech, you make it now specific to your company. And that's what makes it awesome. But most of the work is already done. And I feel that it's our responsibility not just to make our mark, but to make it memorable. It'll be memorable for the consumers we talk to, for our clients that pay us. It'll be memorable for our bank accounts for sure. But again, it will blaze the trail to have the courage to do whatever we can to advance technology in our business. And again, there's so much available to you right now. It's astronomical. There's so many options. There's so many ways. And I would be happy at any time to talk to anyone, not just about the companies that I work with, but how we're utilizing it more specifically down to an account level. I believe sharing that information across the industry is also our responsibility. Saving this type of information and holding it back and withholding it from one another to gain a competitive edge, it does nothing for us. It does nothing. Because what you're holding back, you could learn from in the future by sharing with someone that will share with you then. And I believe that as the tight-knit group our industry has become, that there's nothing wrong. There's enough accounts and enough money for everyone. Why not share what and how? Because it is complicated. It's definitely not easy. But I guarantee everybody on this phone today has the personnel to do it without question. And again, making the decision is half the battle. And as I talked about the vision and having the belief to do it, and then making the commitment that you won't be denied. You can all have virtual agents operating the forefront and face of your company while your agents are racking in the money. And that is my presentation for today. Thank you so much.
Well, excellent, Gordon. Thank you. Before we get into any questions from the audience, and a reminder that if you have a question for Gordon, hit the Q&A button on your Zoom webinar control panel and type it in. I'd like to invite Joshua Allen from Revenly as a sponsor of today's webinar to say a few words. Joshua?
Yeah, I feel bad for anybody else who ever has to follow up, Gordon. That was really good, Gordon. I'll admit it. That was probably one of the only presentations I listened to for the whole time. Thank you for joining this. So Revenly is a digital engagement platform that accepts everything from all the payments, mobile devices, desktop, tablet, to the customer preferences, opt-in, opt-out for SMS, email, an entire self-serve ecosystem that is white label for your company, and has been able to increase our clients up to 25% of their revenue just through self-serve and automation, and fully integratable with things like, you know, virtual agents via APIs or any of your other vendors or custom built products. We also are doing this series, and so that's why we had Gordon do this one. You can find the other four prior to this at arm.revenly.io, and all the videos are there, and they're also on accountsrecovery.net. I'll turn it back over to questions, but again, thank you very much, Gordon, for hosting this. I really like it.
Yeah, Gordon makes you kind of want to run through a wall. So Gordon, you know, let's say there's somebody on this call who's listening, who now, you know, believes in the power of virtual agents, wants to get started, has no idea how. What advice would you give them to kind of get going to looking into and deploying this technology?
Well, if anybody on this presentation can reach me anytime. I mean, I will share, it may not be appropriate over this presentation, but maybe personally, either via email or just calling me. I'm happy to, if you would, wouldn't mind sharing my contact information with everybody that signed up, but I can share with them specific organizations that I've dealt with, worked with, and have experience with, whether indirectly or directly. I could tell you that a lot of them are coming out of the woodwork and are going to almost every collection conference now. That's an awesome place in regards to finding new tech. A lot of them are realizing that the collection industry is somewhat untapped. A lot of these technologies have been available to the corporate America for many, many years, and just not really not. It's not that it wasn't available or we couldn't get it. It's just that it wasn't directly marketed towards the collection industry. So that's a great place. Looking at industry publications, I mean, you know, online, it's very possible that there's many companies out there that I'm not even aware of that could do an amazing job with this type of tech. So if anybody wants to reach out to me, they're welcome to, but they have to just be willing to take the first step and pick up the phone, whether it's to call me or to call one of these companies directly. Anybody that's wanting to do this or has the desire to do it, you know, if they're just putting it on their to-do list, they're making a mistake. Get it over with. You know, take that first step and dive in with both feet, and I promise it will be worth it.
Okay, excellent. Final reminder to everybody, if you have a question for Gordon on virtual agents or probably about anything, I'm sure he'd be happy to answer. This will be your last chance to type it into your the Q&A button on your Zoom webinar control panel and submit it. Gordon, I'm going to wait. Sorry, we've got a question that came in. How many calls does your bot handle per day?
Tens of thousands, because the bot is not just one person. I mean, it's just not one bot. I mean, she's cloned. So she can handle as many calls as that can come into the call center. There won't be any busy signals, I can promise you that. The bot is actually a platform, and that platform answers every single inbound call.
And it's mainly the, like, for lack of a better term, it's the low-hanging fruit, the easy calls, the relatively straightforward vanilla calls that the bot can handle. Like you said, freeing up the agents to handle the more difficult conversations.
Not quite. Actually, okay. Some of these are very complicated calls.
Okay.
But again, we had to go through thousands and thousands of calls in every scenario that we wanted it to handle to make sure that, we are covering a certain percentage of those calls, even though that they can be complicated. If it can hear the human, and by the way, every language imaginable, anybody calls in speaking Spanish, no problem. German, no problem. Russian, no problem. It can convert that. And that's another great thing, from staffing on having bilingual agents. That's very big help. But some of these calls are extremely complicated for your basic IVR type. That's not what this is. This is far more advanced. But again, a lot of these scenarios and situations have already been developed and scripted. As you go forward, and you're doing the process and you're getting areas where somewhere in the middle of the call, oops, all right, it doesn't know what to say. All that is logged. And once a week, once a day, you can look at what was said versus what stumped it. And then you can now script what to say so that never happens again. So you will constantly, on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, be changing, or not just changing, but adding things that you did not program it for when you scripted it originally, because it was a new scenario that you had not heard, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple more nuts and bolts questions. What percentage of the calls does the bot verify as a right party contact?
Well, so I don't really have that programmed. I don't have it programmed to look at a call and verify whether or not it's a right party. All we have it programmed right now to do is to remove wrong numbers. So okay. We get a lot of phone calls especially after we've got new biz dumps where the phone number's bad. And, we have it programmed to remove. Now, as far as how many it transfers beyond that, I don't have the numbers specifically off the top of my head, but I know that ever since deploying this, especially on the two major projects I've got it on, it's drastically decreased our drop rate and increased our RPC rate. So, there's a lot to be done. I mean, that's probably something that's great. We could probably program it to say, to not only verify, but maybe even potentially get ongoing consent. I mean, the opportunities are endless. That's a really great question, but I don't have specific numbers just yet on that.
Okay. Do you have specifics, or can you answer, is the bot collecting payments?
1,000,000%. You have to have the bot collecting payments, especially at tax season. Hey, I'm all about the collectors getting freebie payments, and it boosts morale. It gives them love. It could change a bad day into a really good day just like that. But let's face it, we are, as a company, doing the expenditures that it takes to get the notices out there to the consumers. So when they call back in and say, hey, I got a letter I want to pay, paying bonus money on those, again, that's something a lot of people don't like to do. I don't mind doing it on some, but not having the program able to take payments would be a very bad decision. It could take payments. It could take settlements. It knows exactly what, based on the caller ID that's coming back in, what client it is. I mean, we do have some work to do in terms of linked accounts. If there's account coming in on two different clients, we haven't perfected that yet. But, being able to communicate with that consumer and to say, it'll look at the receive date of the account. It'll look at the client. It will know whether or not it could say you qualify for a settlement. But yes, they have to be able to take payments because that's what a basic inbound IVR does already. So if it's not doing the basic things that we would all expect an inbound IVR to do, then that's, you don't want to waste your money here. That has to be done.
Sure. Another question. Did you change your commission structure for your reps? And if so, how did the staff respond?
I did not. I have a firm belief that what they collect, they get a percentage of, no matter what. I can take all the technology out of my company, and I feel like I could still succeed because I feel like I got a great culture and great people that are happy for a reason. And at the end of the day, I felt like it would do more damage to change and to make their goals harder as a result of technology. If the company's making more, the agent should make more as well.
Got it. I think just a clarification question. How is the bot collecting payments if it is not verifying caller identity?
It is verifying caller identity.
Okay. So I think that dates back to what percentage of the calls does the bot verify as an RPC?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I thought the question was, does it verify that it's indeed a right party contact? But see, all those types of calls for RPCs, if they're not bankruptcy, fraud, deceit, dispute, I still have going right to my agents from the bot. But yeah, the bot is, it does have to verify. When it gets somebody on the phone, it does have to, I believe, provide the last four of the social to the consumer. It can't ask for that information. It does provide it, which is why I haven't deployed it on every client, because there's some clients we have that don't let us give any information, of course, to the consumer. The consumer has to give us everything we ask for to verify. But I just misunderstood the question.
No problem.
So I have a question, Gordon, just to, I guess, help conceptualize it. Would you say that the bot is, for lack of better description, interactive IVR on steroids?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's exactly what it is, but I just don't feel like the one end of that. I just don't feel like an IVR. I mean, really, it's just the modern age of that, I think, is probably the best way to put it. And some companies have put an extra touch on it, which is having the live person that works for the technology company behind the scenes handling things to help push the call along when the bot gets tripped up. That's a heck of a touch that has really worked amazing. So, but yeah, I think it's a fair statement.
Okay. This is a kind of, so I have another one. Does the bot remember talk? I know you could program it, I'm sure, but does it remember talking to the person in a previous conversation? Like, would it recognize someone calling in a second time and saying, hey, how are you doing? Or yes, we remember the things that you did last time. Where would you like to pick off?
And that is a part of where the linked accounts come into play. I'm not deployed anything for it to remember a conversation like that yet. But that's the beauty of the technology. It can do anything you want it to do. If you want it to look at a caller ID, be able to read the notations of what's going on the account. I mean, it actually notates accounts. It actually puts accounts in statuses, et cetera. That's just another thing that's going to happen as we advance the tech. Is it be able, for example, to say, oh, I see you called in on January the 2nd. And your account is currently in an active status or a post-dated status. I mean, absolutely, it can do that. That's getting even more in-depth, and that's going to take just time and scripting, getting through the challenges that you face, like linked calls or linked accounts, for example. A lot of things to think of when doing that, but to answer that question, 1,000,000% it can do that.
Awesome. Thank you.
A couple more questions here. What happens after hours? Does the bot do anything extra when no agents are available?
The bot can handle everything that it would normally handle after hours. There's not a lot that up and beyond handling the accounts that we've programmed it to, keywords, fraud, bankruptcy, dispute, wrong number, remove my number, etc., take a payment, accept a payment. So it can handle all of those. If it doesn't know the answer after hours, it will simply tell them, I cannot help you, and you will need to call back during normal working hours.
Okay. Is the bot only for voice, or do you use it for texting as well?
We don't use it for texting, only because I'm scared right now to do the texting. I haven't got clients' permission to do texting yet. We are actually implementing the process to be able to text message. We will have the ability to do it, but I have to get my clients' approval. So I don't text message at this very moment, but we are preparing to. And yes, it can absolutely do that.
Excellent. Okay. Well, there are now no more questions in the
queue. It can actually email as well, by the way.
Got it. Excellent.
For example, if a consumer makes a payment and asks for a letter as a receipt, it can automatically do that.
Sorry, one last question. How are metrics gathered? Is there any live visibility to their activity within any type of user interface or manager's interface?
Yeah, there is an interface, and it's not like super robust, but it does give us daily statistics on the things that we want to know in terms of call handle time. The amount, I mean, of course, it gives you all your payment statistics. It tells you all of the status updates that it did. So letting it know, basically, this account has gone to here. We always make sure that we audit the work that is done inbound on these virtual agents, simply because until we have enough time under our belt, we can't take the set it and forget it approach. And I wouldn't recommend that to anyone. But, you know, if you request... If that is what somebody wants, and again, I keep repeating myself here only because it's important to know this, there is nothing that cannot and will not be done if you want it. If you want a robust dashboard that gives you every little thing about what this bot is doing throughout the day, you can have that. There's no doubt about it. What I have set up is I would call it minimalist considering the type of technology. But I do need to know what's going on for which clients we're using it for. And I do have to review accounts to make sure that they're getting where they need to go. So far, so good on that. But there are, and I can't speak for every single one of the providers, but the ones that I've dealt with, all of them have dashboards, all of them have reporting capabilities. And as time has gone by, they've gotten better and better and better. I'm just not knee deep on, I mean, I'm even though I'm 2 years into this, it's very, very new. We're talking months now, not years,
right,
of actually being in a live environment. So there's a lot for me to learn. And that's why in the presentation, talking about sharing and being, kind of transparent with one another, helping one another. I'm going to be looking. I can't wait to hear what some of my colleagues that are implementing this now and already have are going to come across, what they're going to face, what they're going to see, and how they handled that. So I'm still learning too. I'm not an expert by any means.
Well, Gordon, let me thank you again for your presentation. To those who are still listening, Gordon's also going to be speaking next week at Collector Live, which will be live streamed from Atlanta. Gordon's one of 17 speakers we have who will be giving presentations next Wednesday. If you haven't signed up for Collector Live yet, I really encourage you to, because as motivated and as excited and as energized as you are now from Gordon's presentation, I assure you what he's going to bring next week will be even more powerful. So I wholly encourage everybody to sign up for Collector Live. If you haven't, you go to www.collector.live to sign up. For that. Gordon, awesome job today. Thank you so much for taking the time to walk us through this. I can tell just from the nuts and bolts questions that we got that there's a ton of interest in this and a lot of people really trying to figure it out. So I really appreciate you taking the time to walk everybody through it and not being afraid to share as much information as you have. Josh and Revan Lee, thank you so much again for sponsoring today's webinar. I hope everybody goes to www.revanlee.io. to learn more about the company. Thanks to everybody who participated and asked questions. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend, and I hope everyone stays tuned to accountsrecovery.net for news and more webinars in the very near future. Gordon, Josh, thank you very much. Excellent job.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.